about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Haley and Cass with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, have your bins gone uncollected? Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner has conceded Brisbane's bin collection rates are not good enough, and he's promised to take action against the contractor. On Tuesday, Schrinner was questioned by the Labour opposition about reports of rubbish going uncollected in the suburbs of Wavell Heights, Acacia Ridge, Deegan, Camp Hill, and Wynnum. In 2017, the company Suez, since renamed Veolia, as part of a merger, was awarded a 16-year contract by Brisbane City Council to manage waste for its 1.36 million residents. It was valued at $900 million. Schrinner said about 1% of bins were going uncollected, but the council had been pushing the contractor to reduce that figure.
The Brisbane 2032 Olympic Games Organising Committee has both been praised by international members for its progress ahead of time and acknowledged the financial difficulties in a dispersed Olympic Games across a wide area. Brisbane 32 President Andrew Liveris stated that the dispersed delivery plan gave 9 locations for the Games, with significant capital and operating consequences that has led to the budget bearing no resemblance to reality. While international members of the International Organising Committee has offered high praise to Liveris at the Milan summit ahead of the Winter Games, he stated that he will be taking notes from Milan's Games' perceivedly disorganised infrastructure.
In national news, a mother and her 2 children have been rescued off the coast of a holiday hotspot in Western Australia's southwest after her eldest child, who swept out to sea with them, swam 4 kilometres back to shore in fading light to get help. The family had been kayaking and paddleboarding off Quindaloup in Geograph Bay on Friday morning when they were swept out to sea in rough conditions. Austin Appleby began to kayak back to shore. However, his kayak took on water, leaving him no choice but to swim 4 kilometres back to shore. Once Austin sprinted 2 kilometres to get on a phone call to the authorities, his family was found at 8:30 p.m. clinging onto a paddleboard about 14 kilometres offshore.
Melbourne's Lord Mayor has expressed concerns surrounding AI data centres and their impact on the environment, calling on governments to support improved sustainability standards. Nicholas Reese warned that the water consumption of these data centres has the capacity to cook the planet, calling for transparent monitoring requirements that allow measurement of local government's energy consumption. The Australian Energy Market Operator has estimated that data centres' usage of Melbourne's energy grid could rise from 2025's 2% to a whopping 19% in 2050, with the potential for disastrous environmental consequences without effective management.
In international news, Poland's government has announced an investigation into the potential of any links between Jeffrey Epstein and Russian intelligence agencies, launched as a response to speculation of Russian involvement. The nation's Prime Minister Donald Tusk stated that the, quote, increasingly likely possibility that Russian intelligence co-organized this, end quote, has great importance to the security of Poland. According to Tusk, more and more leads, more and more information, and more commentary in the global press relate to suspicions that Russia had a part in the pedophile scandal. Quote, this can only mean that they possess compromising materials against many leaders still active today, said Prime Minister Tusk.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some light wind. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 29, and the fire danger is moderate, with the UV index predicted to reach the maximum 13 in the extreme band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.